It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The Holiday Train Show is back at the New York Botanical Garden in the Bronx. And as WNYC's Olivia Eberts reports, the magic it inspires has been passed down through generations.
Trains whiz overhead on replicas of New York City bridges made from thousands of sticks. Kids run past the nearly 200 miniature versions of landmarks like Grand Central Station, the Guggenheim, and Belvedere Castle. 10-year-old Paige Arneal is here. She wants to be an inventor one day, and she's gathering inspiration for her latest idea.
A train that automatically fires a slingshot.
And the target of her slingshot is her big sister. But besides plotting revenge, Paige is also here to learn how to build. She's analyzing all the models with her dad, Scott.
Look at how they made the, landing, pads.
I wonder what kind of leaves are on top of the TWA Center at JFK.
They look really big.
The company behind the show is Applied Imagination. They recreate New York City's most iconic facades using only organic materials. Fallen sticks and leaves become infrastructure. Plant-based resin transforms to glass. It's a tactic the company's founder, Paul Bussey, developed when he first started creating miniature city and trainscapes for botanical gardens 40 years ago. His daughter carries it on today. Laura Bussey Dolan has been running the company for the past 5 years. Her dad began his career in tiny trains when she was an infant, so to say she grew up around them is an understatement. Her dad was president of a local train appreciation club. Her mom had to put a moratorium on his in-home train displays.
We'd come back from, a trip to see my grandmother or something to a train layout on our entire first floor.
Now Bussey has Parkinson's and can no longer build the setups himself, but Dolan finds a way for him to stay involved.
I get on FaceTime with him throughout the installations and walk him around and show him our progress. And he's so proud that we're able to kind of carry it on.
Back at the train show, aspiring inventor Paige Arneal is looking at the architecture with her own father.
And it looks like it's made out of really interesting sticks and leaves.
Yeah. Paige's dad came here himself when he was a child and remembers what sensations the train show brings for kids.
For them, it's has that magical feel.
For WNYC News, I'm Olivia Eberts.
The holiday train is open until January 16th. Tickets are available at nybg.org.